From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Hi, this is Bob Levy, the Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors. And I am joined today by our Executive Vice President, Ivan Butts. How you doing, Ivan?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
We're doing great this week. Because this week, the House of Representatives finalized its committee assignments for the year. So we'll be talking about how NAPS members, particularly those attending the Legislative Training Seminar, the LTS, should approach new committee members and how, for that matter, they should approach new members of Congress generally. And we'll also talk about the necessity for securing early action on postal legislation, I might add, legislation that has yet to be introduced. But before we continue, a word from our sponsor, the sponsor of NAPS Chat, the Supervisors Political Action Committee.
In a political environment where big money from postal competitors is doled out and anti-postal employee ideology seeks to take root, it's crucial that EAS employees not only have a seat at the table, but play a pivotal role in crafting public policy that affects postal employee benefits and job security. That's where SPAC comes in. SPAC provides a visible and effective voice in the nation's capital to promote NAPS member interests and support postal employee congressional allies. So at your branch meetings, national NAPS events, and through payroll or annuity withholdings, contribute to SPAC. It's your insurance policy on Capitol Hill. So go to the NAPS website on the legislative drop-down menu and click on SPAC to find out how you can participate today.
Well, we're back right now. I'm with Ivan Butts, the Executive Vice President of the National Association of Postal Supervisors, and he has a quick congratulatory message to give.
Yeah, we'd like to congratulate Mike Cubiondo for being sworn in to the PRC this week. And that's a great addition, and we're looking forward to working with him and Chairman Taub and the rest of the commissioners on that committee. As Bob stated earlier, this is LTS, where we're getting ready in the home stretch for our preparations for LTS. So I'm really getting excited about what's to come.
Yeah, and in addition to Mike Cubiondo sort of filling out the PRC, because now they have all five commissioners there, the House of Representatives filled out its committee assignments also. Interestingly, the committee in the House of Representatives that deals with postal issues and benefit issues has five new freshman Democratic members to that committee. But on top of that, and very interesting, is there are six members of the California delegation who are now serving on the committee. Freshman Harley Ruda and Katie Hill from California, as well as Representative Ro Khanna, who is a second-term member, Jackie Speer, who's a veteran member, Mark DeSaulnier, who is a veteran member, and Jimmy Gomez, who's serving in his second term. How should the California delegation of NAPS members approach this sort of extraordinary leverage they may have on the committee?
Well, you know, we're going to look to the leadership in California to reach out to those leaders as they have always done. They've done a great job in part to again we send our condolences to the family of Tom Wong, a longtime legislative leader out there in California. He'll be truly be missed at the LTS and for the work that he did for us. But Marilyn Walton, with her innovation with the Postal Coalition out there in California, where she's brought together and management associations and NARF all to work together on for the common good out there in California. And they really get out there and work with the California legislation to work on government and postal issues. They're the same kind of energy that they're bringing to that effort, we'd love to see when they reach out to these leaders. Again, like Jackie Speary, I mean, who actually sponsored the bill for shipping of beer and wine, which is big. Marsha Danzy, I know she's kind of spearheading that initiative, as well as the SPAC initiative out in California. So shout out to Marsha for doing that work. I know the Postal Coalition has a big event coming up soon in February. I believe you're going to go out there to attend.
Yes, I am. I'm going to go there, and I believe our president, Brian Wagner, will be there also.
Yeah, it's a tremendous event. I had the pleasure to go on a couple occasions to see how the Postal Coalition work and have done presentations out there with that group. It's a good time, and they really bring grassroots alive out there in California. If we could mirror that effort around the country, we could really have a really strong, strengthen our network. We do have a strong grassroots network. We could certainly strengthen it with that type of effort.
Yeah, as I pointed out, that we have a large number of freshman members to the Oversight and Reform Committee, two of which are from California. That's Harley Ruta and Katie Hall, but also we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York and Ayanna Presley from Massachusetts, both who beat incumbent Democrats in their respective primaries.
Yeah,
how do you read
that?
The
committee, I think, has in Ms. Cortez, I think a fiery leader, energized, ready to work hard and ready to make change, positive change. So we really need to get out and engage her in the very beginning about support on postal initiatives. And I'm glad to see that she is on our committee, as well as Ms. Tlaib. I think that Ms. Tlaib started out with some maybe controversy, but I think, she's bringing some passion to the committee, and that type of passion really could help drive postal initiatives and finally bring them home. So I look forward to reaching out with her and for our constituents to reach out to her.
Yeah, two members of the Democratic members of this panel are actually veterans who, one would argue, are counterbalancing the firebrands, and that would be Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the former head, one of the former heads of the Democratic National Committee, as well as John Sarbanes, who's the son of former Senator Sarbanes from Maryland. And they have a lot to offer on the committee also.
Absolutely, absolutely. We know the credentials of Ms. Wasserman Schultz and what she's bringing to the table. And we have a strong connection with her in that campaign through our efforts in Florida, and really the work of Ann Strickland down there. Ann has really worked hard to build that relationship with Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, and I'm sure we're going to be able to engage her in this role on the committee in a positive way that's really going to benefit us. So we're definitely looking forward to that. And we had a chance to meet with Representative Sarbanes' staff and talk about this initiative that he sponsored, which I think is tremendous, the HR1, which is, kind of looking to be the staple of this new leadership party with the voters' rights reform. And the piece that we're trying to expand on there is the vote by mail piece. And so we had some good discussions in the beginning that's going to help drive this vote by mail initiative as one of our talking points coming up at our LTS.
Right. Interestingly enough, the debate over HR1 sort of didn't focus on the big issues, for example, increasing voter participation or ethics rules, which are sort of in the legislation. Rather, a lot of the controversy was about a national holiday to provide an opportunity for members of the American public to actually go to the polls and participate in the election. Interestingly about that, vote by mail sort of makes it very easy to vote, even if there were not to be a federal holiday. A lot of Republicans are complaining about.
Yeah, that's been some interesting conversations this week to hear the Leader McConnell talk about the Democratic Party trying to hijack of voting. But I think it really, really helps the initiative for vote by mail to actually say that, you know, vote by mail, you know, really don't need a holiday if you have vote by mail. And the data that we're seeing coming out of Oregon, Colorado, and Washington State is just tremendous for supporting a vote by mail initiative, where you're seeing voting participation up in the 80%, which is unheard of. You see voter fraud at its lowest levels. And then you see these cost reductions from not having polling places. I mean, there's tremendous benefits to vote by mail. And that's not even to talk about, you know, obviously the benefit of for the Postal Service by processing that through our automated automation network. So,
yeah, I wouldn't want to forget about the Republican members of the committee, because there are 9 new Republican members of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and 5 of which are freshmen. We have a Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, Carol Miller of West Virginia, Mark Green of Tennessee, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Greg Stube of Florida. They all tend to be considerably more conservative than the individuals that they replaced on the committee. Additionally, new members of the committee who are veterans are Congressman Mike McLeod of Texas, Bob Gibbs of Ohio, Clay Higgins of Louisiana, and Ralph Norman of South Carolina. The one member that I would sort of want our folks, particularly from North Dakota, to focus on, because how the Postal Service is so important to North Dakota, is Kelly Armstrong. Now, Ivan, what message would you have to North Dakota NAPS members on how to reach Kelly Armstrong, the new member of the committee?
Well, I think, you know, in reaching out, obviously reach out to try to talk to our districts, make sure you're reaching out to their scheduler here and try to make sure we can get a visit when you come up for our LTS to visit with. I think one of the things in North Dakota we were very successful with, and that was really with the help of the former senator, Heidi Heitkamp. And when we talk about the rural mail delivery, I think that's critical for areas such as North Dakota, because the rural community depends so much on the mail and the mail volume that we really have to have a strong, vibrant post office to ensure that service is maintained. So that's always been one of our that's been one of the greatest talking points we had when we were addressing the operational window change and obvious the decimations to service that initiative caused. So we're going to look to continue to talk about service and how we serve America as we're constitutionally enacted to do.
Great. Also this week, we had the pleasure of meeting with the new chairman of the Government Operations Subcommittee, Jerry Connolly from Virginia. And he sort of indicated that he will continue to work in a constructive fashion with Mark Meadows, who, although he isn't the ranking Republican on the full committee, is the ranking member of the subcommittee with jurisdiction over Postal Service issues.
Yeah, it was a great meeting with Representative Connolly. As always, he is a strong champion for not just postal employees, but for federal employees in general. He's been our champion with our MSPB rights bill. And it's just good to have that kind of leadership on your side. And now that he's in the leadership role as chair, again, he's talked with Mr. Meadows and they're making commitments. I understand Mr. Meadows is looking to introduce postal reform legislation again, as he did last session. So, and we're looking forward to what can happen with us getting out early once again with postal legislation of meaning and being able to hopefully drive it home this time with some with the majority support.
One of the issues that we had been talking about was the speed with which we need to consider postal reform legislation this year because of the hyper-partisanship that will sort of grow as the year goes on, do the investigations totally unrelated to postal legislation or employee benefit issues. With the timing of LTS, that provides us with a tremendous opportunity, doesn't it, Ivan?
Yes, it does, Bob. I mean, you know, we see how polarized it can get up here with the partisan kind of politics. So the earlier we can get out, the more we reach across the aisle, which I think we've done a tremendous job in the past 2 to 3, 2 to 4 years, and making sure that when we talk, we reach across the aisle. We talk to both parties, leadership in both parties. We support leadership in both parties. Just trying to make sure that we can keep a sustainable postal service moving forward. So it's great that we got this bill out. The bills that we have out early that we have, we're going to keep working for the postal reform, positive postal reform bill to come out and garner support from that on both sides of the aisle. And we're going to just work our best to keep America's postal service moving.
Yeah, it's impressive that right out of the block, a number of resolutions sent to the House of Representatives resolutions were introduced and garnered significant co-sponsorship, particularly the one introduced by Steve Lynch against postal privatization. There was a House resolution supporting the continuation of six-day delivery and of door delivery of mail are also effective. And that sort of sets the stage or of postal legislation to ensure that the quality of mail service is not undermined in any type of postal legislation that could be introduced.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bob. What I really like to see in those resolutions is that there's consensus on both sides of the aisle that America is a better country with a strong postal service that delivers the mail door to door 6 days a week, as it has been constitutionally enacted to do, and we're a stronger country when we have that. So their support and in that bipartisan manner with these House resolutions is tremendous, and we hope that when it's time and we have to transition into bills that we have that same bipartisan support that supports a strong postal service.
So if you have any parting words to folks who are on the fence about coming to LTS right now, what would those words be?
Well, get off the fence. It's time for action. This is our time. When we come up to D.C., this is our time to represent our brand. Our brand is the United States Postal Service. So go to NAPS.org and log in. Go to the LTS page. Register online for the LTS March 10th to March 13th. There's a digital key link for the hotel. Make your hotel reservations. Plan to be here. We need your support. We have a great SPAC initiative out here. We have the SPAC raffle. We have the in-kind raffle, the executive board gift card raffle. And I want to give a shout out to our executive board. They sponsor this gift card raffle every LTS in support of our SPAC. We have the SPAC Cafe open. So come on out. We need you. We need to be out in full force for our LTS, and I hope to see you in March.
So if LTS is going to be meaningful, educational, and a lot of fun, so come on out here.
Pushing forward.
That about wraps it up for today. Next week, we plan to have as our special guest Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence, a veteran member of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. Thanks for listening. So until next week.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came.